What's going on, everybody? Jess here from Old City Sports Network at Flyers Alley. Everybody here loves sports, like going to events. Need a ticket app? Make sure you guys use SeatGeek. Download SeatGeek from your app store on your Android or your iPhone. Make sure you guys select the game that you want and use promo code Old City Sports Network, all one word, for $20 off your first order. And don't be a schmuck. Go get a couple email addresses. Hit that thing up, dude. Do the right thing. SeatGeek is where it's at. What's going on, everybody? Flyers Alley here. Decided to do a pop-up with all of this crazy stuff that's going on. I'm going to test this real quick. I'm going to take the attention off you. With all this crazy stuff that's going on, I decided that, I had my buddy Corey here. You're going to see him in a second. I have this solo thing on right now, me.
Fair, I'm testing
out the stuff. Yeah. With all this crazy Michkov stuff, and there's a lot of Kolosov stuff. There's a lot of fuck Edge of Philly sports stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on right now. I thought it was a good idea for us to come live.
Libations.
Do some things here because, all the other outlets are doing things. So why not us do something? So along with me always, Corey Welk. Yes, but what's going on, brother?
Hi.
Hey, brother. How are things?
Very busy, but never too busy to, go and shit on a few people.
Oh.
Which I thoroughly look forward to.
I like to say now that for the people that don't know us too well, I'm Jesse Bell. This is Corey Welk. We are Flyers Alley. We are missing Wade, my co-host, my cousin. And Kurt, we'll see how long that lasts.
It's been a shit show here with this whole Kolesov thing. So we wanted to come to you guys live here tonight. We were just broing it up in the backyard, just having a good time. We just decided we've seen too much, so we decided that I think we should have gone live. With that being said, let's make sure that everybody that's watching tonight does see and likes us on Facebook at facebook.com/FlyersAlley, on Twitter at Flyers Alley Pod 1, on Instagram at Flyers Alley. And make sure you guys go to the YouTube page. That's the most important one, at Old City Sports Network. And make sure when you're doing that, you go to www.oldcitysports.com, old spelled O-L-D-E. It's scrolling at the bottom here. For your favorite Philadelphia-based podcast articles and merch, use promo code Old City for 15% off site-wide. And while you're doing that, make sure you go to your Spotify, Google Podcast. If you're Apple, I don't know what that's called, but because I have an Android. But make sure you guys check out the other shows on the network. We have The Living Room Show, Quit Chasing, Check the Net, Grub and Pub, Second and 15, Paranorama, Unsportsmanlike Conduct, Center Ice, and Ducks and Pucks. The OCSN landline is on, by the way. So if you have something you have to say, you can call in. You can tell us what you're thinking.
And you do not, regardless of my opinion or Jesse's opinion, you do not have to agree with us.
Well, most times you're not going to, but
we want your opinion.
I have noticed at the end of every season, we are usually around like 8 times out of 10 right with certain things. This has been a mysterious season here with a lot of the Russian things that have been happening. So if you guys have something you have to say, calling in, dial 302-367-7276. Let me know what you're thinking. And we already have some comments.
It's Kurt.
Let's get it. Here's Kurt. What's up, boys? Internet seems like it's working. That's a plus. Yeah, well, I figured it out. Yeah. Got this new shirt here. I figured it out. Colin.
The Admiral with his bucket hat figured it out.
I'm getting rid of the Admiral.
You're telling me I got to change your shit in my phone now?
I'm going with the Sheriff. It's new mustache in town.
Oh my God, Sheriff, you forbid justice.
Colin says the boys, and Wade chimes in. I did let Wade know that we were going live. I did let him know. Y'all need to know. I think we should have let Greg Montour know, but we didn't. Any way you can maybe send him a message real quick.
I got him.
And then Wade says, oh, the sitting Jesse Bell must be serious. Hey, you know what? Fuck you. And whatever you guys. So anyway, so we're coming through here tonight. We want to talk about some things. Everybody has seen a lot of Michkov talk, Kolesov talk. We've seen a lot of things. I've seen a lot of trades that may have happened. I can delve on that. But we're gonna go down the line, and we're gonna get
absolutely down the rabbit hole.
Colin says, the summer looks good on you, Jesse. Summer vibes. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Summer dreams.
You know what?
I'm not doing karaoke.
I'll do karaoke every single night. I have the voice of an angel.
I think is probably still doing karaoke down in the city.
Colin says summer vibes. I'll tell you what right now. I am a regular beard guy with flannels and the boots during the winter, but during the summer.
I rock it year round.
I can't do it. I gotta let people know where I'm at, you know.
I am that guy who goes to the beach in jeans and boots.
I'm not trying to sound like a douchebag when I say it. I'm the network owner that shows up like this. I'm sorry. Like if you haven't come through this, I'm doing.
If you don't like it, screw you. Go watch Edge of Philly Sports.
Wade says, need that chest hair popping more. Maybe a gold chain. You know what? I'll call you tomorrow. We talk every single day.
Ooh, gold chain would really bring out the Puerto Rican.
I'm already on top. I got a new thing. Anyway, so let's get into Alley Talk. Chant Central, Alley Talk is brought to you by Old City Sports Network. We're no longer with Selling Pig.
We are our own entity.
Yeah, we are our own entity. With that being said, yeah, we want to talk to the fans about what the hell is going on here. Armin checks in. What's up, boys? Killer Hat Jesse. Tommy Bahama vibes. Listen, I'm the guy. I'm the guy in the wintertime. Here we go. Nick Barton.
Ah, my boy Nicky.
Can confirm Corey goes to the beach in jeans and boots. That's sad. Come on, man. Get some fucking.
It's my boy Nicky.
Yo, get some fucking flip-flops, bud.
Look, I just converted over to Hey Dudes this year.
Okay, we'll do the Hey Dudes. I'm in with you. Hey, you know, I got a pair. They get some dog shit on in the backyard.
I've only worn one.
So this is why we're here. Let's go. We got a couple things we need to talk about here. And like I said during my solo live the other day, mind you, first-time watchers, I am Jesse Bell. That's Corey Welk. We are credentialed media for the Flyers. So what usually happens is when the Flyers do something crazy, they actually email us and we find out what they're doing. Usually everybody else knows about 3 hours before that happens. With this new thing that's happening right now, we do have some comments.
It's Chris.
We got Colin Recky. I've never seen Corey not in jeans and boots. Brandon Pauls. Hey, it's been a while, buddy.
Brandon, howdy, howdy.
Come on, man. Get back in there. And Chris Lahiff. Hey, dudes. Hey, dudes are the shit. Flip-flops are a no-go. Hey, listen. Listen, fellas.
Chris.
You done fucking enraged the beast here.
You fucked up, Aaron.
Chris, I'm glad that you're listening today, but I'll tell you what.
Shut the
fuck
up!
On top of that. So we're here today. We're here tonight to talk about the Michkov thing. But we have some things that we want to talk about. I want to talk about some things before we get into that. I want to talk about I haven't had Corey in studio in a little bit. With us and Flyers Alley with Old City Sports Network, once the season's over, we're fucking done. We all go on vacation. We are gonna have a live. We can announce that hey, we are gonna have our draft party at
draft party is June 28th at Gridiron Pub,
8 p.m. Eastern time.
We have for 3 hours. You will obviously be taking care of your bartender.
Yes.
We will be there ripping the live for our draft party. It is only Friday. It is only Friday, first round Friday only.
Yes.
We will not be doing second round. We will not be doing third. But it is at Gridiron Pub in
Aston. It is Aston.
It is Aston. For those of you who Delco Knights are, it is the old red zone. And if yes. you are even older, it's the old Seamus Mulligans.
Yes. I love Seamus Mulligans. There's my spot
for a while. Good old Chuck. Chuck owned it.
We do have Kurt chimes in. Beers are flowing. Laugh out loud. Chris Lahiff says laugh out loud with some emojis and also says Michkov news had everyone walking through Home Depot bricked up at 8 a.m. And that's why we're going to talk about some things.
You're an expensive date.
Yeah. We're going to end it with the Michkov thing, which is going to be very extensive. But we are going to be live at...
This is the Gridiron on June 28th. We are first round only.
First round only.
This is what we're going to rep. If you show up, please, me or Jesse, let us know. Space is limited. We are limited for a few
Nick
others.
Barton says, Seamus Mulligan, Jesus Christ, we're old. We are old.
Nicky, you haven't lived in Delco in 15 years. I don't want to hear it.
You know, I liked it when it was Seamus Mulligan's, and then I really liked it when it was fucking Red Zone, but at the same time, Red Zone brought, like, the worst fucking people in there. I almost got in a fist fight with a 1%er one night. He fired a fucking shot glass at me, and I caught it in midair. I have people that can vouch for that. I
probably know who
it was. I threw it, and I was like, are we really kidding? It was me by myself.
I and probably Vince, know who threw it.
Vince DiCola Antonio. I was like, well, you're not going to help me.
The earrings on a pig.
Anyway.
But anyway, like I said, it is Friday night. It is the first round only. It is Gridiron Pub. It is also the same owner of Old State Media.
Yes.
Banging yes. Wings.
Wings are hot. Wings are hot.
Wings are very good. Food is very good. I've known general manager and the owner for quite some time. They are phenomenal people. This will hopefully
the Facebook event will be up tomorrow. Yes, we'll be up tomorrow.
We'll rip that tomorrow. This was, yeah. But I'm hoping this is first of many.
It's going to be first of many. So me as the owner of Old State Sports Network, I want a place to lay my head. And Stoley Pig wasn't a place. Hangman wasn't a place. It wasn't a place. So we're ripping it there. And with that being said, let's get into some fucking hockey talk now. Let's get in. Let's touch on some things. Everybody wants to talk about Mitch Goff. We're not going to do that yet. We're going to talk about some other things first. Let's talk about the Kolesov thing. So rumor has it that Kolesov is not adapting to the North America hockey system. If you actually look at that, did you see the Old City? Did Old City put any of that out? No, that's not what happened.
No, because we don't produce bullshit.
We're not going to put anything out that
not factual.
It's just we're not going to put anything out that's rumor mill. Every single one of the media outlets, every single one. I will give one outlet the chance here. Crossing Broad, when the Flyers were done with their season, they just went to the Eagles and they went to Phillies. They dropped off.
Which, hey, good for them.
They didn't talk about the Flyers. But yeah, so Kolesov going down to the Phantoms, and apparently now the rumor in the mill is that Kolesov is going to leave and he's going to go back to the Russian league, and my tits are in a twist. I'm sorry, I hate to say it like that, but it's just you went to the fucking playoffs the first year you were here, and now
mind you. They went a full series against the Bears, who moved on.
So you didn't play for the club, which is fine. That's fine. He, you know, Kurt won $100 for me. That's fine. But at the same time, it's why would he leave? That makes no sense whatsoever.
To me,
yeah,
I think it's the same thing that I have said to you since probably three games before the end of the season. Everybody's grasping at straws. You got your certain other podcasts who do not have any affiliation with any kind of Flyers at all, while we do at the same time. We have connections with the Flyers. We have this, that, we have the other. Now, mind you, everybody's putting out a whole bunch of bullshit.
Yep.
Kolesov. All right, the Fedotov thing, that's what the IIHF, okay.
Well, that's kind of what they're going off of.
It's a grasping of straws thing.
Yeah.
But my biggest problem is if you have no reliable source, and me personally, if I call you out on Facebook and say, what's your source, don't stand there and pull a bull, I don't have to have a source. So you're basically a liar.
So. Yes, I would love to touch on that. Actually, please keep your mindset. I would love to touch on that because there's been a couple times since I've been media that I got some information, and I will let that loose now.
I got questioned what my source was with my knowledge.
Well, so if you have sources, you can't let them loose. So that you're kind of putting someone in a double-edged sword situation.
I went hard on who my source was.
Mine was McIsaac, and he was best friends with fucking the Bruins coach.
Jim Montgomery.
Monty. So we all thought that fucking Monty was coming to Philly. And then we found out, and the best thing on the face of the earth, I was wrong. Yeah, I was wrong. I'll post all day long. But at the same time, I found out that the Flyers never called Monty.
And I stand corrected just as well as, you know, I will stand corrected. I call, you know, a certain Facebook group went out and said something along the lines. I don't remember.
You can say them.
I don't remember who it was. I think it was Flyers Nation. I will fully admit, just like I did earlier in the season, that I flat out said I thought Garnet Hathaway was a total waste of a signing.
That was internet work there. That was you and Wade.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
That was a good one. That was
Wade
a good one.
Said he wasn't scrappy. I thought he was going to be a waste. There's a difference.
Loved them since day one.
Yeah. So I stand corrected on it. I think Garnet Hathaway was a hell of a signing for the Flyers. I will also stand corrected on a certain
best signing. Hey. Really? Come on. I mean, yeah. Hey, not for fantasy. Get off of fantasy. Okay. Got it.
I will also say that I was wrong because I said somebody was totally full of shit. And I put shit in capital words. And I am the first person to admit when I say something that I'm wrong on, I will fully admit it. I will say it when the announcement was made on Thursday afternoon. I said there was no shot in hell Chief was going to Toronto. I stand corrected. I pull back my statement.
I know.
I was an asshole.
So my guy here, Mark Allred. Mark, I hope I'm saying your last name right. I apologize if I'm saying it wrong. What's up, guys? Glad Monty's still a Bruin. He's a Bruins fan. Last time when I went live by myself, he chimed in and was like, You're welcome for Hathaway.
Good feller.
I love Monty. I was like this close to having the like in with Monty. I was telling everybody that Montgomery was coming to Philly. That's where I tell everybody, hey, look, don't do what you want to do. I got so torched on fucking on social media.
I like Jim Montgomery.
I wanted him. Me and McIsaac, we were talking, and it's out at Cote too. We were all talking. Yeah, it sounded like a good idea, but at the same time,
he's a great coach.
I like torts. Yeah, fucking like torts. You know,
we're jumping rails here.
It's okay. Okay. We got some comments too. Mark, thank you so much for chiming in. We got Kurt. He just needs to hang out with Fedotov and other Russian players. He came across the pond and doesn't know anyone here. You can hold on. Let me finish. He just needs to get used to Philly and the States, period. And Kurt, you could chime in on this. We talked about this earlier, but I love it. We talked about this this morning.
One of the big movers and shakers of maybe not so much Kolesov. It's Fedotov. Fedotov, one of the bigger movers and shakers was Denis Gorianov. He was part of a
chain. Garanov.
He was part of the Flyers trade. When Fedotov came over here, who's talking shit?
Myself, Mark Aldridge. This is amazing. You got Jelly Roll on your pod, bud. Amazing.
I'm fucking stud. Jelly Roll's a fucking stud. Hey, how's that Bastion Tea Party
first
going?
First off.
Oh, well.
First off,
what? I'm...
Hey, you. Hold on. No, yeah. Hold on a minute here. We got. Thank you, Kurt, for that. Brent Paul chimes in. Hold on. Let me build up a minute.
Go for it.
I think it's crazy how Barstool Philly covered the Flyers. Then after their little skid toward the end of the season started, they didn't cover them again. And Brent, you know what's crazy about that? Brandon was the only person, no offense to you, Brandon followed me the fuck into hell with that.
He was, but
he was chirping them. He was chirping the fuck out of him. I was like, now all of a sudden you guys want to follow him. And then once they didn't make the playoffs, they were like, ugh. I was chirping the fuck out of him.
Everybody dropped off the face of the earth.
Let's bring this up here. Mark Allred, amazing. You got Jelly Roll on your pod, bud. Awesome. So what's that though? Are you trying to make like a is that funny?
Do you want to make an enemy? Because I promise you right fucking now.
Well, no, Mark Allred's he's an all right guy, but hey, bud, like.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, it's a good joke.
Don't get me wrong. Jelly Roll's a good dude. I've seen him in concert three times.
I'm not a fan. I don't fuck with that.
But I'm just here to let you know, this is not the enemy you want.
I just don't think it's necessary. I like Mark Allred. When I went
Stick
live the other night,
hockey, dude.
When I went live the other night, Kurt laughed. He used to laugh my fucking ass off.
Kurt,
but I'll tell you, Mark, come on, bud, keep it R-rated and not MA, right? Armin chimes in. Yeah, Corey, they picture drive together. Hanging out,
came in
when Fedotov first got here.
He drove him to the press conference.
It's okay, dude. I knew he was. That's what I'm saying. I didn't want you to yell at guy. He said he was just messing around. It's not a big deal.
Wait till I bring the mullet back in 3 weeks.
Nah. Leave Mark. I like.
No, when I bring the mullet back in 3 weeks, he's going to see a jelly roll.
You're fucking bringing the mullet back?
Fuck yeah, with the lightning strikes on the side of my head.
I'm like the most jealous dude in the world because I have no fucking hair anymore, but I have the fucking facial hair to do whatever I want.
I mean, I'm glad he went at it as a joke, because if he was serious about it, I mean,
it's okay though.
Moral enemy.
Listen,
we're good.
Are we good?
We're good.
He's okay though. He's okay.
We're good.
He's a Bruins fan. Like, it's okay.
As long as he's not a Rangers fan.
That's a good point. Good point.
We're Devils.
God, we got his comments. Comments. Mark said, "My bad. Sorry for the funny fan." It wasn't a funny fail, bro. You're good to go.
We're good.
And Colin chimes in and says, "He did it for my wedding."
I did. I had the mullet with the lightning strikes for his wedding.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
That's fucked up.
And the best part was I got it the day before. I got it the morning of his wedding. So it was fresh as all get out. And I'm
that fucking haircut was lightning fresh.
Well, I actually went on a live podcast that night that we don't have anymore.
Nick Barton chimes in.
I went on the fan lot that night from my hotel room. Yep.
Nick Barton chimes in. Leave him alone, Corey. He has it hard enough being a Boston sports fan. Okay, the guys are going at it. And Colin chimes in. The morning of while baby Brummy was being made. Yeah, you don't have to. You don't really have
to go there.
Yeah,
which,
yeah.
By the way, I'm just going to throw this out for the Boston fans. How's that whole woman beater thing going with Lucic?
Wow. It actually was cleared.
Really? Because he's an unrestricted free agent after this year. Think anybody's going to sign him?
I'll take him.
Never going to happen.
Can you imagine if I was a fucking GM of the Flyers? Do you think we win a Stanley Cup?
If you were the GM of the Flyers, you'd be signing the animal again. Frank, how you doing?
As my coach.
Conditioning?
We can throw that in the crowd. All right, no, I'm my coach is Frank the Animal Bialowis.
Head coach. You wouldn't bring Chief?
No.
You wouldn't bring a guy who already has NHL experience as a coach?
Well, would you rather bring Chief's assistant coach? I could do that. Yeah. I idolize.
And you got Frank as your head coach?
Yes. Can you imagine?
Hear me out. Okay.
Can you imagine the conversation that happens, which I'm going to get because he's going to tell me.
Oh, yeah.
Frank, you gotta chill out, bro. He's not chilling out. There's still stories. Like he said the other day, like, we need to meet up because I got some stories for you. Like, okay, that's cool. But like, as head coach, bro, he's fucking. I think there's a cup coming. I'm telling you. Let's take a chance here. Why not?
I feel
the players have to play. You know what?
You know? Throw the poll up on Flyers Alley tomorrow for that.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. We got some comments. Mark Allred. Better now with Marin in the fold.
Big rig?
Nice shot.
Big rig?
Yeah. Brandon Paul, you know what? I'll take a few Stanley Cups with Jesse as our GM. hey, look.
He just said Maroon.
He said Maroon. Yeah, Mark Allred said Maroon. I agree with him.
Well, that's big rig.
I will agree with Brandon Paul. So let's bring that into the fold real quick. Well, let's just read.
We're off. It's fine.
36 people watching.
All right,
that's cool.
Might need more beer.
I tried to help you. I got the whole fridge.
All right,
so Brandon. So I'm the GM. First off, I'm trading Couturier. I'm trading Couturier.
For?
Nothing. I'm signing him off. I'm eating his entire contract.
So you're a buyout.
Yeah, for 2 years.
Which means you're not trading him, you're buying him out.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm making phone calls. And none of them are in NHL.
You know what I'm getting?
You're going to hate this. You're going to fucking hate
Tell
this.
Tell me you're calling the Swedish Elite League.
No, I'm not. Call Diamond Hands. I am. You know why? Hold on. You know why? Hear me out.
God.
Do you know how fucking Sealer played this year? Sealer played
great. You know how I feel about
it. I know. I felt that way too, but I started watching him. And you know who holds him in high regard? Bile Alice does. So I got to look at him. I got to look at him a little bit. He's not a hockey player. He is a fucking goon. And you know what the NHL needs? A fucking goon. A guy that's literally going to put himself out there and fucking destroy shit.
See, that's about as good as...
And I have to pay him minimum lower league AHL fucking...
See, that's about as good as when you had Biz on NHL talking about... You know, the last of the goons is over with. And
well, he was never a goon anyway. So, I mean,
yeah, well, you know? but I'm getting the point that I was getting to was,
mind you, we don't like goon. I was told that we don't like goon.
Well, Biz was talking about, you know, the last of the NHL goons and everything, saying that, you know, Ryan Reeves was the last of the NHL tough guys.
That's true.
And yada, yada, yada. And
I was going to say, Mini Rampy says, what's up? She can't jinx the juju of the Rangers playoffs, though. I will say right now, I am with you with the Rangers. I'm in on that.
Greg,
we got
Montour,
a lot of comments.
Greg Montour, go for it.
We got a lot of comments here. We got a lot of comments.
But what I'm saying,
you
though,
go
is
first? You go first. No,
what I'm saying though is Biz was talking. Biz was talking. The last of the goons was Brian Reeves. Let me rephrase that. He said enforcers was the last of Ryan Reeves, and then all of a sudden. What is it? PK Subban's talking about.
Oh God.
I know it's a bad subject.
You lost my attention.
Sorry, it gets better though.
I fucking hate that dude.
Talking PK Subban talking 40 about
people.
PK Subban talking about you're talking Big Red can't take him and yada yada yada. And then all of a sudden, boom! They brought in Patrick. They brought in Maroon. Going, really? You don't think I could take Reeves?
What's the Maroon? What's
everybody's high on him for some reason.
He hugs everyone. So I don't want to listen. You play. I didn't play competitive hockey. I did not. I could barely skate. I did get into three scuffs. I won one out of the three. Office skates. We're not going to talk about that. But
I was with you in a lot of those shows. Remember
what?
I was with you at some of those shows, remember?
Yeah, I'm sure. I didn't play shows. I didn't think that was a
some were necessary.
Yeah, I love the spotlight. Love the spotlight. I hate when I joined that crew. I hated that it wasn't just me. I love the spotlight. I can handle myself. But I felt like if I actually played competitive hockey, I would get obsessed with that role, and. When it comes down to the last of the enforcers and such, I do think that this was the best year that Ryan Reeves has ever had.
Even though he was healthy, scratched 30-plus games.
I don't believe in that.
I think it's a chump move.
I believe in the Deloriers. Arber Jokai is one that I'm keeping a huge eye on because he's younger. And I don't give a fuck about Rempe, dude.
He's got the target now.
It has nothing to do with him, but like it's more of the media bumped him up. The media sucks. Like we are media. They suck, dude. Like we're not normal media. And we don't give a fuck. I don't give two fucks. I do think the Arber Jokai is gonna be the one that fucking leads the fucking pack, dude.
He's impressive.
That fucking kid's hands are huge. He's impressive. So like when it comes down to the enforcer thing, like you gotta watch the last of the Guardians to actually educate mm-hmm. yourself. Because most of the people that are watching now, and most of the people that are even watching hockey now, younger kids and shit, they have no idea what it was like. They'll watch it. They'll think it's a documentary that's fake.
I've really, you know, and not to bring back up Frank and everything like that, dude. I remember going to the Spectrum. Phantoms and Flyers. I loved it. Spectrum holding like 9,000 people. It was phenomenal. I used to love going there as a kid. I cried when the Spectrum was demoed.
I maybe got you something for your birthday. Only 20 comments. So Mark Aldred comes in and says, Couturier for DeBrusque before the NHL entry draft. Would you do that?
Bold.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, but it's
DeBrusque hasn't had his game in a fucking 3 years.
It's bold, but I think it's never going to happen.
I will tell you this, Mark. I would get rid of Couturier if I could right now. I'm sorry, not my captain. Nick Barton says the NHL has Rempe for league goon.
I got a turd that's a bigger goon than him.
I'm gonna tell you right now. Arbor Jakai gets a hold of him. Rempe's gonna get fucked up.
Wait a minute. Didn't he get destroyed by what's his name from Columbus? He got destroyed from what's his name by Columbus?
Olivier.
Yeah, Olivier.
Am I calling my boy now? Is that my boy now? I don't think so. No, I don't think so. No. He just did what I wanted him to do. Let me get through the comments. Nick Barton, Rangers are going to lose to the Panthers. Also said that. So, wait, no.
No, you went Rangers.
Rangers aren't going to lose to the Panthers, dude. No shot. But I did say, if they lose.
We have a six pack.
If they do lose, it's because of who? It's because of who?
Shesterkin.
Exactly. Shesterkin's going to fucking his vagina.
By the way, here on the air right now, I have a bet with a six pack of beer that says Florida takes it over
Rangers. Brandon says, Jesse. I get rid of Coots, Lawton, and Atkinson. Someone's been listening to Flyers Alley. Look at that. Mark Oliver says, sorry for the spelling error. No big deal. No big deal, buddy.
We're done.
Maroon asks others to fight. So that's kind of what I was saying earlier. Maroon did ask everybody to fight. No one to fight. Maroon doesn't fight. He just grabs you and fucking hangs on.
He clutches.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you, Mark. Here comes Kurt. Unfortunately, it's a dying breed. You won't see them in the playoffs. Yeah, I wouldn't. And I'll be honest with you. If I was a coach, I would play them. Not much. I would.
All of like 9 minutes a game, which is what
Delorier. No, less than that.
Delorier was only averaging like 7 minutes a game anyway.
Armin says, get the fuck out of here, Panthers in six.
Woo.
And then Barton comes up. My mom, Corey, knows hockey. Enjoy that free six pack. So you're telling me I'm wrong? Oh, Nick Barton, we're gonna have to talk.
I got Swizzy and Nikki back.
Can we fucking move on with the show? It's been a good one. It's been a good
ripper.
I'm cool with them.
I need another beer.
Dude, you were ripping the fucking Hells.
Well,
I got Hells.
No, we're not.
Not Hells. It's a Old City Sports Network fucking classic.
It's personal beer.
Yeah, they don't. I'm not gonna throw it.
They don't deserve seeing.
But let me fill up before you fucking take the other one. We're not even near what we were talking about, by the way. Anyway, so let's continue.
We're our own sponsors now. Who gives a shit?
It's kind of nice being your own sponsor.
It's kind of sweet. I'm not gonna lie.
I will say this. Thank you, everybody, for showing up.
You people are incredible.
So here's the thing. You guys that are in the crowd right now, watch this. Watch this, Corey. This is. I could sell a fucking ketchup popsicle to a kid in a white fucking t-shirt.
I thought it was a nun
Mark
wearing white gloves.
Mark Allred, Armin, Nick Burton, Colin, call in. You guys will be on a fucking Flyers podcast. I know, Mark, I know you don't give a fuck about that, but you will be on a Flyers podcast that is going to be distributed to the Flyers main shit. Call in. Here's the number. Trust me. Call in. The OCSN landline is 302-367-7276. Call in. Tell me what the fuck you're thinking. If you think the Flyers are going to be anywhere, regardless of what you're thinking, playoffs right now.
Playoffs are a good thing, but we're still going to touch on Mitchkov and Kolesov.
The last time we think of it this way, the last time we had somebody call in, it was Jim fucking. I can't remember his name. I know.
Who?
Jimmy fucking Watson. Ah, Watson called in.
Oh, the last time I remember was Greg Montour.
Oh, Greg Montour did call in.
I love hearing from Greg. I really do.
So do I. It's a good time. You have something to say, call the fuck in. It's a good time.
Better power. Have at her.
Have at her. Anyway, so let's go on with the talk style. So, obviously, we talk about the playoffs. Let's go off the playoffs.
Get back on the Flyer shit.
So, call us off. Leaving. Thoughts. I know Kurt's out there. Kurt, I know you're out there. Thoughts. Let's go.
I'm going to rip this right now with Kolosov leaving. Bullshit.
I think it's bullshit as well.
Because, he can't adapt to the NHL style rink. Sorry, the international rink is bigger.
Well, it's not that. It's so if you look at the fucking articles, so I refuse to write. I wrote one 2 years ago. I'm not right. I don't feel like there's anything I popped
this year.
I'm not writing. I'm sorry. There's nothing to write about. The Flyers are rebuilding. They're figuring their shit out. So now this problem is happening where it's Kolosov wants to leave. That's not true. So if you were an NHL/AHL goalie. You just joined the team, went to playoffs. I want to leave now. Why would you want to leave? That makes no sense. Why would you want to leave? Mind you, the AHL is tough as fuck, dude. It's not easy. Like this isn't
between Providence and Hershey. Those are two very, very, very good AHL teams.
Kurt chimes in and says he can't leave. He has 2 years left on his contract. He would have to loan him out.
So wait a minute.
That's not happening. So that's hilarious. Kurt just comes through with the basically saying he can't leave.
So we have to abide by that contract if he wants to leave. But meanwhile, all the guys from the SKA and the KHL, we have to abide by their contract.
Is this the? Oh, God.
Yeah.
What I like, moving on to comment too, what I like is the fact that Kurt just broke it down. He can't leave.
No.
He can't leave.
No.
So hold on.
This is a prime example of like in a Bronx town, now you can't leave.
So this is a prime example of, so Kurt, I know you're listening. And here you are.
I was about to flush. I didn't want to do that to him. Hold on, let me get a good one.
That's right.
Sorry.
Kurt just brought the fucking hurt for everyone that's listening and everyone that's seen on social media all this shit about fucking Kolosov. He can't leave.
He's locked.
So he's not leaving. So all this fucking nonsense of everybody saying that this is going to happen, it's not a possibility because he can't fucking leave.
Which is what I said earlier. He can't go nowhere.
Shit. Nick Burton chimes in. Doesn't make sense to want to leave, but if it's true, he will never make it in the city.
And it's not true.
It's not true. You know what it is, Nick? I don't know who you are. I'm sorry. But thank you so much for chiming in.
I've known Nicky 20 years.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
Great. I played hockey with him. Sun Valley.
Oh, maybe give him a Sonic Boom. A little Sonic Boom action.
We should turn that up.
Sonic Boom.
There we go. That's the thing. He's not leaving. And if you look at it, you know what? Old City Sports Network isn't the biggest network, but I guarantee you when everyone else is done, we will still be around because we don't do it for a living. We have jobs.
Blue collar fellas.
Yeah, we're Delco guys. We're Delco guys.
Yeah, do I have that?
It's on the other fuck. I'm not
gonna doesn't matter.
Nicky's
from Delco.
There was never a fucking point where Kolosov was gonna leave. And you know what it is? It's these fucking horrible fucking outlets that are just continuously putting out these
grasping at straws. Dude. That's I told you months ago. All these guys are doing is they're reaching into the air trying to. Don't you start fucking following me, you goddamn robot.
They're
grasping at straws in the thin air to try and get themselves some coverage for the dudes in Cameroon who are producing the articles.
Mark Allred says, the Always Hungry League, AHL. Yeah. And Armin chimes in and says, being a little homesick and trying to adjust to a new country and language doesn't mean he's leaving. Until he leaves, I don't believe any of the clickbait bullshit.
My man Armin, that is my go-to line for every one of these Brandon chimes assholes.
In. I just tried to call in, guys. Oh, fuck. Hold on. My bad.
Sorry, right, Brandon.
Buddy. Sorry, buddy.
Hold We're on probably me. On a tirade. We apologize.
So I completely ignored it. I didn't mean to ignore it, but I'm sorry. Sometimes I okay. fuck shit up.
You were on a tirade.
Let me,
Armin, I love that you said
make sure it's connected.
That's but, Armin, I love that you said clickbait bullshit because that is my go-to line for anybody and everybody's.
Brandon, try to call in again. Sorry. I'll call in again, buddy. I'll put you in. I love when Brandon calls in, dude.
Yeah.
When Brandon calls in, it's absolute fucking golden. We are connected, buddy. Try to call in again. The 302-367-7276. And Mark says Flyers insiders, Bruins insiders, and so on. So it's actually hilarious that you said that.
We have Flyers, a Bruins insider.
Yeah. Well, no. So Flyers insider, the website.
But no, I'm sorry.
My photographer is you. I found out he left. Skyler left. He left. And he 100% full fledged Old City Sports Network.
I was referring to a former OCSN that is now in Boston.
Oh, Anthony.
Anthony.
He's coming back.
Don't you? But I'm saying, though, he's a Boston guy.
Brandon, call it again. His new name is a Phillies fan in Boston.
If we have anything to do with Boston, it's a Philly guy. Go figure.
Well, let me tell you something. We got some things going. We got some things going on there. But I will tell you, Flyers Insider is an absolute clickbait site. If you don't see Old City Sports Network putting something out, but I will say this, though. I will give credit when it's due. Flyers Nitty Gritty is a good source. It's a good source. Jamie Bascow, he is the godfather.
75% of the time.
Yeah, he's the godfather. He's got some good things going on over there. But I just refuse to put things out. No, I'm gonna save him some time. I'm gonna save him some time. Watch this.
He's just calling now.
He is calling now. Ticker? I feel it vibrating. It's not happening.
I think I can kind of hear it vibrating in the headphone.
Nah, I'll call him.
Just say speakerphone it.
No, I will.
No.
There we go.
Oh, shit. Cool. All right.
I got locked in. Ready, Steve.
There he is.
What's up, buddy?
What up, dude?
Hey, let's go. Live What's on up, Flyers man? Alley. What's up, buddy?
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
You know, we're Ripping. Doing it's Sunday, so you know.
Yeah.
What do you got? What do you got? I know you got a rant. You got a rant going on. Mm-hmm. Let's hear it.
I just kind of wish we could decide what we're going to be doing with like the whole Couturier thing. Like, is he going to be leaving? Is he going to be staying? Is he going to be the captain? Like, can we just make up our fucking mind? If not, get him the fuck out of here.
Well, we have him for a while, so I don't think we're going to get rid of him. I think the spiciest take known to man is taking the C off his fucking chest, which I agree with 100%. There's a couple people that I think should have the C that don't.
Go back to the three assistants and just
leave the C alone.
Just leave the C.
Yeah.
If you have a C in your last name, that's the only C on your jersey. I'm done with it.
Well, I think Lawton's a good candidate for it. Maybe 3 to 2 years ago. If you're gonna give the C to somebody, if you're gonna take it off of fucking Couturier's chest, you got to give it to Konechny.
No argument.
I agree. Konechny deserves it too.
TK or I'll be honest with you, you got to pick one of the newer guys like Hathaway or Sealer. Sealer would be a great thing. That'd be great captain.
I think Sealer's good for an A. I can't give him the
no
C.
Just A.
I can't. I have a lot of respect for the dude. He's a hell of a team player. He's a hell of a team leader. I just can't.
Yeah.
You know, there's something about a defenseman. There's something about a defenseman wearing a C, aka Pronger. It doesn't work for me.
I just love to see the guys that literally put their fucking themselves out there every single night.
All day, every day.
But at the same time, like, Lawton used to be that guy, and like now I'm not Team Lawton anymore. So like my thing, it's been said that Torts didn't even want to give it to fucking Couturier. And I'm with him. Like, I just don't. I've said all offseason. Your captain has to be on the ice to be a captain. And then
front office move.
Now, does that make you think that like maybe they rushed Couturier to be on the ice before he was healthy to be the captain?
Okay.
Like,
okay.
You
know? Not necessarily captain standpoint, but do you think they rushed Atkinson back too because he had serious surgeries too?
Well, the difference between them is I don't give a fuck about Atkinson. So
he's still in the milk carton. We got it.
Yeah. Brandon, what do you think?
No, I agree. I feel like they rushed them both back too soon. And I feel like I agree with what Corey said, too. We should have just left the C alone for a year and then maybe the year after that decide, like, okay, well, who's going to get the C, the A, et cetera.
Two-thirds into the season to give his C is just fucking dumb.
Well, you could tell that it wasn't Torts' idea.
No.
It was from the up top. And
Coots came out to start the season. He came out good. He started off the season with a bang, and then it was like, oh, crap, I don't have the stamina for this, or oh, crap, I'm worn out. You know, I just had two major surgeries in 2 years.
Yep.
I get that, dude, and nobody's faulting you for your injuries, but what I'm saying is, though, is, and correct me if I'm wrong, please.
We got some.
I believe it was Wade.
Disagree.
I believe it was Wade who says, if you're not 100%, say something.
You got that from me, by the way.
All right, it was you.
We can have it. No, it is. Oh, that came from my old boss before he got fired.
I had coaches.
Hey, if you're not 100%, you're
I had to coaches
me.
That told me before, you know, when I played in, you know, my illustrious junior career, as short as it was, you know, hey, how you feeling? Do you feel like you're going to scrap with this kid tonight?
I would have loved to have that fucking opportunity, dude.
That was my job.
I would have loved that.
My junior
career. I did it on the streets and went to jail.
My junior career of playing hockey was very short, whether it was the AJ or the MJHL.
Nah, hey, fucked, man.
The coach would say to me,
you're
hey,
me every day
this,
of the week.
This kid from Central Penn, he's a big old freaking douchebag. You want to take him tonight?
Oh, that you?
Let's go.
Oh, hey, look. Well, it does go on the terms of. So, who are we going to give these letters to? And I do. It does say that when it was given to Couturier, you could tell
why would
Torts have benched him when he did if he agreed with fucking giving him the C? At the same time, he said he wasn't giving anybody the C. And then you can see the moves that are being made up top, and you can see the moves that are being made down below. At the same time, when Torts fucking shakes his fucking zipper, that's when people start sucking dick. That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Are you asking who would be your three A's or your two A's in the
C? I don't want any. If I don't have a captain, I don't want any letters. I don't want the fucking the mirage.
You have to have assistance.
I don't want it. I'm sorry. I just don't. There's not one person on the team. I want a captain, and the captain has to either be a TK or somebody that fights when they have to.
Okay, who's your captain with your two assistants then?
TK is my captain.
Fair.
My assistants are Sealer.
Fair.
Another one is definitely fucking Delorier.
As your assistant?
Yes, 100%. If my guy goes out there and fucking punches fucking helmets every fucking night to break his fucking knuckles, yes, he's an assistant captain. And the other one is going to be fucking Cam York.
Cam York. Really?
I'll tell you right now. When we trade Cam York, we're getting fucking three first round draft picks for him.
Okay, I agree wholeheartedly with TK as your captain. Okay, mm-hmm. Who is your other assistant?
What did I not say?
No, I want you to repeat so I can go with you. Sealer.
TK. I said Sealer. I said DeLore.
I'm disagreeing with you on DeLore.
That's wild for you.
I'd have to give it to Tippett.
If it's,
I was going to say, what about Owen Tippett?
If it's not Owen Tippett, you know who the... okay, so we could do... I'll do Owen Tippett with you for assistant. I'll do Sealer and...
Sealer and Tippett, and I got TK as a captain.
TK as captain.
I like that 1-3 combo.
Alternate captain, though, I will do Garner Hathaway.
Not mad about that.
But I want him more than an assistant, not a captain.
Oh no, definitely.
Only because if you try to tell me, Brandon,
I would love to hear your fuck. I'm turning your volume up right now.
I'm backing out, Brandon.
I would love to hear your opinion on this. I don't know if you knew this, but obviously, me and the media, when he got, you know, the hot media mic.
That was such fucking shit.
It was such shit, right? Pissed me off. Yeah. For him to stay around and perform the way that he did this year, Garner Hathaway, you can't tell. And I love Sealer. I love DeLaurier. But you know that I've had like that spot. It was my McEwen spot for Hathaway.
Yep.
I'll give him fucking C. I'll give him fucking C. I would give him the fucking C. You know why? Because he's a veteran. He does do what he has to do. He did it once this year. He only did it once this year. But the motherfucker banged bodies all year. Put his life on the line. And I'm just saying. Let's go. Give him the fucking C. Give him the fucking C, dude. Why not?
I agree.
Answer me this. What did we benefit from giving Couturier the C?
Nothing, because there was only 18 games left in the season.
It doesn't matter. But that was it. Was already talked about that he was going to get it before he came back. Waiting for him to come back. So
it's all spec.
You know the captain of the fucking Avalanche is still fucking Landeskog. That's fucking bullshit, dude.
You can't be a fucking captain.
Well, neither is fucking Couturier. You can't fucking be the captain on the fucking team.
I'm sorry, but
you can't be the captain on a team and not be on ice.
Look, the captain of the Colorado Avalanche needs to be McKinnon or McCarr.
It needs to be McKinnon. Sure. Yeah, Brandon, sorry.
No, you're good, man. I got a question for you. Do you think, like, with us giving Couturier the C, do you think it's going to kind of have, like, a Claude Giroux type effect?
Absolutely.
Where he's just going to be, like, all about himself and not
You will hear no disagreements from us.
I just don't think, Brandon,
you're going to hear no disagreements from us on that Claude Giroux effect.
What I think the problem is, I don't know what the scenario, how it happens when they give the captain the C. I don't know what the parade is or whatever it is. We have a lot of fucking comments. I haven't gotten on
because I'm reading a few of them.
I don't give a fuck. I got Brandon on here. I don't give a fuck. Fuck them.
Well, Brandon was one of them.
He's fine. He's on here now. My thing is, do you know who my favorite captain of all time is? Do you know who my favorite captain of all time is? And it's not even on the fucking Flyers.
That's yeah.
No. Shea Weber. You know why?
I like it.
I don't need to tell you why, but like. He was a team leader.
He was a team player.
Defenseman, by the way.
He was a team player.
Brick Shithouse would fuck you up. Gamer. Putting your fucking face in the fucking ice. He's a gamer. But at the same time, he respected the game. That's my captain. In nowadays.
And Dion Phaneuf did not.
I never liked him. I had
a hot girlfriend, though.
That's all right. That's why you fucking. Yeah.
That's why Sean Avery took her from him.
Wow.
Yeah. What there?
Gay, so.
Sean Avery?
He's gayer than a
little. No, he just swings on both sides of the plate.
That's okay. I mean, you know what I call that? I just like to have fun.
Big bong.
But I will say, I don't know what the scenario is, what the celebration is when you crown somebody the captain of the Philadelphia Flyers. Something's wrong in that scenario. Something's wrong when it happens. Whether they're going out to the bar, like, hey guys, let's do this, or it's, hey guys, we're not doing that. go back to your hotel rooms. Something's wrong there. Sean Couture, so look at the captains in the Flyers organization before Claude Giroux.
Lindros, Pronger, Hatcher.
Yeah, you're handling my entire argument. Yeah. Now look at Claude Giroux and on. Pussies.
Claude Giroux missed half of the season because he broke a golf club in his hand.
I'll be the one that says it. Pussies. These are not captains for the Philadelphia Flyers. And Jimmy Watson said it when he was live with me when we interviewed him. I don't like Claude Giroux, and why? And I finished his sentence was, he's laughing, he's hugging, he's being friends with the other team that he used to play with in juniors. Yeah, we don't fucking do that here in Philadelphia. You know what we do? We make handle our us. Shit. Yeah, we handle our shit.
Make you hate us.
We have not had a solid captain since before Claude Giroux. And let me tell you something. We're not going to. Couturier, come on guys.
I kind of view it as like what Bob Clark said. If you have to come to Philadelphia and we have to hate you, we don't have to hate you, you're not much of an opponent, so you shouldn't play like that. Yeah. I should have to skate on the ice and hate your ass too.
This is what we love as Philadelphia fans, regardless whether it's the Phillies, the Eagles, you know, maybe the Union. We don't pay attention to Sixers, they suck, but like, when you're a captain of a team, dude, like, you're the guy. There hasn't been the guy. There's been the guy on the team. There hasn't been the guy as the captain. So, with that being said, Brandon, thank you so much for calling in, dude.
Brandon,
fucking love you, dude. Call him
anytime, guys. Yeah, I will, man.
You know we're 1:30 on Sundays, but you know we're taking.
We're gonna get back on the regularly scheduled Sundays sometime, just September. Not anytime soon
in September. But thank you all so right. much for
Sounds
calling
good, in, man. Yes, anytime, guys. You know that. Yeah,
right.
Later.
Love the fucking guy, dude. You gotta love the fans. We got some comments. Torts is a douchebag.
39 comments.
Mark Aldrin says he does like. You know what? I'm just not gonna do that. Anyway, I want your opinion on fucking. I want your opinion on the Mitch Koff right now. We're gonna cut it after. I'm not gonna do any ad reads tonight. Fuck it. It's too late. I want your opinion.
Okay, and I'm going to tell you the same. And I'm going to tell you the same thing I told you. And by the way, I'm quoted on this. I said it earlier in the season as well.
Mm-hmm.
When we did the after draft party.
Yes,
I did the after draft show. And I said it to you this morning as well. Stop drafting Russians. These guys are nothing but problems between the SKA, the KHL. You know, all the Putin bullshit. It's the same problem that Fedotov had with the military stuff. Here's the deal. Stop fucking drafting them.
So there's
nothing
at
more.
This point right now, the rumor mill thing. So it's funny as fuck. This morning, the reason why I really wanted to do one today was I saw an article from someone that said that there was going to be complications.
Not a surprise. It's a Russian hockey player.
Exactly. So there were going to be some complications, and then now it's, oh no! Like now it's just sign the check.
Yeah. Now it's hand the briefcase of cash over.
Yeah. It doesn't work like that. Which it could. That's
it's
fine.
Not, it's
that's
not,
fine.
It's not the mob.
It is not. Well, it's pretty close.
Okay,
but there's
similarities, but what I'm saying though is you know, I saw a bunch of people going, oh, just pay off his, you know, the SKA or the KHL contract.
Right.
It's not that simple.
Well, and I did break it down to the rubles. So one US dollar is 98.89 dollars in Russia.
99 to 1.
And that's why players leave, which you don't know this. I'm going to finally tell you. I was really good friends with Taylor Lear. So Taylor Lear left him, and he went and played in Germany.
Yep.
Not Russia, but like the European states pay more than, you know.
Oscar Lindbom going back to the Swedish league.
Yep, exactly. So my thing is
which that kind of hit me hard. I have a soft spot for Oscar Lindbom.
I have his towel right there, dude. Yeah.
signed and all that. Like, that's my boy.
I have a soft spot for Oscar Lindblom, and I wish him nothing but the best of luck in Swedish. And plus, he's going home to his family, so I'm okay with that. It hurt me. You know, he spent most of his time in the minors this year anyway.
Orma chimes in. If he comes over, cool. If he doesn't, that's cool too. This team isn't one player away from being a cup contender. Definitely need more pieces. You know what, Armin? I never thought that I would disagree with you. I think they're there. I'm sorry. I really think they're there. I think they're closer than people think. I think they have a lot of players right now that just were not ready for the fucking trek. And Sam Ersson being one of them. If you don't have your goalie that's ready to rock, I mean, I know about goalie fucking interviews. Hey, so you're expected to do this and that. The shit with Hart fucked us this year. I would not be the one to not say Hart fucked us.
Yeah, I think the whole Hart thing, you know, everybody was kind of walking on eggshells for a long time there because of, oh, the six NHL players, a couple AHL players. Everybody walked on eggshells for a long time with that.
Yeah.
You know what? Time to stomp all over them now, because you know what? Even though
I don't agree with you.
The trial date is, you know, set
26,
and yeah, it has not happened and everything like that.
I think they push that trial date up 25.
I don't think it's ever gonna happen.
It is.
But it's just going to keep going and going and going and going and going.
Well, you know, if you want to talk about that, I will 100% talk with you about that. Because I told you, we are 100% taking the gloves off. Mark Aldred, good night, guys. Great show. Look forward to the next live stream. Thank you so much, buddy.
Hey, Jelly Roll says peace out.
Hey, it does. Kurt says we are not ready yet. Like we says every year. 2 or 3 years out. I don't think that's true. I can't get on board with that. We have good players. My problem is that when stuff happens that we don't know as fans, and I'll be honest with you, no one knew in the media about the fucking Carter Hart shit. No one knew. We all knew that something was going on, but we didn't know that it was going to be something like this year. So Sam Ersson signs on. Most goalies sign on for 25 to 30 games. You know, that's a backup. Sam Ersson was a backup. Signs on for 25 to 30 games. Carter Hart is taking the rest of them. So Carter Hart gets taken out. Now Sam Ersson is taking over everything. Now we got random Ock, whoever the fuck it is. You got to give him the benefit of the doubt. Next year's going to be cool, dude. Well, next year's going to be cool.
It's just like, I don't remember who posted the picture of all the Flyers goalies in the last 8 years.
It's funny.
And I remember
that's
you
my buddy Emery. Emery from California.
You sent me the thing and go,
I asked you who that one guy was.
Who the hell is this next to Lautner or Michael
Layton? Dude, five people tagged me from California and were like, do you know who these are? I'm like, yeah, I didn't know that one guy.
Was it Pickard?
No. Some random fucking dude. I have no idea who he is. I think he played one game for the Flyers, and that doesn't pick up on my fucking radar.
That doesn't count. That's like, to me, a little shit.
He was a weird looking dude, dude. I've never. It was between Norvirth and fucking I forget who it was.
Doesn't matter. The Flyers have had too many goalies in the last 8 years.
Armin chimes in again. Our team definitely overachieved this year. Watching the playoffs right now, looking at compete teams like Dallas, Florida, and the Rats, I think we are farther than we think. Armin, I fucking hope you're fucking listening right now. Watch this. Ready? I had to bring the fucking watch forward. We beat all of those teams almost every single time we played them this year.
Can you beat the best of seven?
There is no team, and I'm going to say this right now, and we're going to end it here. Because we didn't get to talk about a lot of that, and it's late. I mean, it's fucking. We're on an hour now, Hardy.
We're an hour.
So I'm going to tell you right now, Armin, and Brandon did say I think Ersson played well this year.
Yeah, he did.
It's his rookie season, by the way. I'm going to tell you right now,
Ersson. Brandon, much appreciate your opinion. Saying that I'm looking at his comment. I think Erickson played well this year too.
Yeah, he did.
I think you're lowballing him.
You are. Everyone does.
I much appreciate your comment.
Brandon Swoop chimes in.
I think you're lowballing him.
Hi guys. Oh, we got another one. Watch Michkov come over, but the Russian government will find a way to bring fault to him, even if he didn't do anything wrong. He will have allegations against him in some way, even if he didn't do a single thing. And you know what that's called?
The Russian
way.
That's
called? You know what? I'm going to bring Armin's thing up here real quick. We're going to end it with, I got something. Then we lost to Columbus on the final stretch. But yeah, you know what, Armin, we'll link up. Ryan Swoop, you know what that comes down to? The sun will reap the woes of the father. That's pretty deep. That's pretty deep.
Wow, wow, wow.
Well, his dad got fucking killed, bro. Like, yeah, yay, hey, it doesn't end there. That's why everyone keeps calling me out. I'm like, hey, you guys are looking at the fine print.
Look at the ultimate picture of, you know,
hey,
he's got a sour taste.
The best thing about it is, I hope we're fucking wrong. If we're wrong, hey, great. But I'm telling you, it's not as easy as everybody thinks. And with that being said,
the slide of the briefcase thing just doesn't exist.
Oh God, stop. There's too much. There's too much. Ryan Swoop says, watch Michkov come over. You know what? I'll be honest with you. I don't really give a fuck. With that being said, sorry, Ryan. You came in a little more time. With that being said, make sure everybody goes and likes us on Facebook. Follows us, likes us, joins our Facebook group page, because I will guarantee you it's the safest Flyers place on the face of earth. No, we got the new Greg Montour. He's uncles with Brandon Montour.
By the way, playing against the Rangers. Starting tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Make sure you guys go follow that on Twitter. We're not calling it X. On Twitter, at Flyers Alley Pod 1. Instagram, at Flyers Alley. YouTube, Old City Sports Network. It's very important.
OLDE.
Make sure you guys go to www.oldcitysportsnetwork.com. It's actually Old City Sports, not Network. I wish it was a network at the end. It's not. Extra $25. I'm not doing that. For your favorite Philadelphia based podcast articles and merch, use promo code Old City in all caps for 15% off site wide. And make sure you guys give some fucking love to the rest of the fucking shows on the network. We got the Living Room Show, Quit Chasing, which is our Philadelphia Phillies pod. Very good. Please
awesome guys.
Please give Alex and Danny some fucking love over there.
Awesome guys.
And their merch looks amazing on the website.
Lego.
Also check the net.
Colin Mini Rampy. Ashley, I'm sorry. I love you to death, but you're Mini Ramp.
At the same time, though, I mean, who has a fucking Philadelphia Union pod? I guess EOP because they took one of our guys. Fucking nerds.
I'm gonna shut up, Pat.
Pat Bernard's a fucking clown. Please. Let's just get that out of the way. Also, yeah, check them out. Philadelphia Union Pod. We got Grub and Pup. We're gonna be doing some stuff here soon.
I am so excited. James.
Do you want to do the pilot here first, and then we'll go? Yeah, let's do the chicken pot. We gotta do the chicken pot.
You know what? We can get James.
Darnia. He's in. Do chicken pot.
Keep an eye out for the Grub and Pub because I think that's gonna be a staple for us over the summer.
What's cool is we're gonna do a day or two ahead of time and then people will know. But I think the first one's gonna be here and then we're gonna venture out. I already have a breakfast.
I have lists.
I have a breakfast challenge for you guys.
I have lists.
Right next to the booth corner.
I have lists, including one around the corner from Brandon.
There we go.
Uncle Brandon, if you're still watching, Uncle Pucks.
Uncle Pucks? That's pretty cool.
John Candy has nothing to do with it.
I'm going to watch Uncle Pucks tonight when you leave. You just made that happen.
Either that or, you know, FaceTimes. Did not I had to pay
$18 to own Face-Offs Ritual High.
It's on Hulu, aren't you on my Hulu account?
Yeah, but it costs money.
It's on Hulu?
Yes.
All right.
Why the hell are you paying for shit when you're on my Hulu? Fucking shit, Jesse.
With that being said, also, check out 2nd and 15. I'm going to tell you right now.
Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
The best fucking Philadelphia Eagles podcast in the man. The guy's an absolute legend. Absolute legend. Absolute
Mike, you are a stud. I know he's probably not watching this.
Panorama, we're getting into it. Trust me, dude. Check out the last episode, dude. It's fucking sick.
I watched.
Did you? Yeah. Go on.
We're okay.
Unsportsmanlike conduct, center ice, and ducks and pucks.
Center ice, Timmy.
Next week, it's going to be Timmy.
By the way, then,
you fucks, what's up?
June 28th.
At
Gridiron Pub. Gridiron. Aston, Upper Chai. You're from Delco. You know what the fuck it is. It's the old red zone.
Listen, you fucks. Yeah. Seamus Mulligan's.
We are limited on space.
Hey, get your ticket. We don't have tickets, but get
if
there.
You're if you text me or you text Jesse, yeah,
text him.
The event will be posted come tomorrow, whatever time it's posted.
I'll put it tomorrow.
You must RSVP. We are limited on space.
It's 40, isn't it? It's 40.
We're cutting at 40.
We're cutting at 40.
We're cutting at 40. This is a 3 hour. Plus,
yeah,
3 hour plus event.
If you don't want us, go downstairs, mix it up with the Chai Kids. Yeah, you get in there some Chai Kids in life,
it'll be fun. Trust
me, fun. It's fun. Sometimes it's fun.
So, you
gave me on a Friday night to come out and fucking rip it up at a place that I don't
nine,
like to rip it
nine
up.
9 minutes so. From our house,
yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
You're gonna be but, there. Shut up.
I'm gonna be there. Well, with that being said, yeah, you guys. Make sure you follow all the stuff.
Yep.
If you like small businesses,
support us.
Yeah. And mind you, we've only been around for 3 years, not 17.
Not 3 years yet.
Almost.
August.
All right. Stop splitting
hairs. I'm just saying. It's not splitting hairs.
We've almost been 3 years.
It's a long time.
But we're not 17 years.
We'll see you guys in a couple weeks.
Hey, everybody. Also want to come on here and tell you guys about our beard sponsor and Warlord Beard Oil. Make sure you guys go to www.warlordbeardoil.com. Use promo code OCSN in all caps for 15% off your beard oil orders. And make sure any orders over $65 gets you free shipping. Make sure you head on over to www.warlordbeardoil.com. We all use it in Old City Sports Network. Anybody that has a beard is going to love it. Make sure you guys go use the promo code. Later.